I would also like to clarify that the government's considerations were for the entire site and not for the buildings or structures within it. If the site is to be eventually preserved and acquired, the government's thinking is for it to be developed into a public space, such as a heritage park, so that Singaporeans can have access to it and it can be a part of our shared memories. Preserving the site does not obligate the government to keep the buildings and structures within the site in their current condition. In fact, the relevant authorities have not had the chance to enter the site to assess the conditions of the buildings and the structures. And that is a key reason why we are opting to preserve the site rather than just specific buildings or structures. Regardless of the option taken, the government will respect Mr. Lee and Madam Kwa's wishes to protect the family's privacy by removing all traces of their private living spaces from the interior of the house. Under no circumstance will the interior of the house, as Mr. Lee and Madam Kwa knew, be displayed or recorded or remodeled or duplicated elsewhere. If 38 Oxley Road is indeed preserved and acquired, the government fully intends to conclude its plans on the exact use and configuration of the site, including the treatment of the buildings and the structures on the site, well within this term of government. In the interim, there will be no public access to 38 Oxley Road.